Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And spoiler alert, don't listen for the next 4 minutes if you don't want to hear what happened in today's French Open match between the American Taylor Townsend and Spain's Carla Suarez Navarro. Here it is.
Carla Suarez Navarro moves into the fourth round with a straight set victory over Taylor Townsend, 6-2, 6-2.
Okay, Townsend lost. But what's amazing is how far she went. The African-American was only ranked 205th. She's just 18, and she came with a backstory about her weight. John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated is there. John, so much American hope going into today's match.
Yeah, the match today was honestly a bit of a letdown. There was indeed so much excitement. She plays like no one else. She looks like no one else. She's very charming. And she basically just sort of lost to an adult today, an experienced player. She made a number of tactical errors, and her opponent didn't give her much breathing room. But we're going to be seeing a lot more of her, especially at Wimbledon.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about the story of her physique. 2 years ago, when she was 16, ranked number one in the juniors, the USTA refused to finance her travel expenses to the 2012 Girls Open until she got into better shape. Now, everyone interpreted that as until she lost some weight. She is a large girl. And at the time, she said she was pretty shocked by that. She's talked about it since. What's the feeling there about that decision by the USTA?
Hey, I think this was really a clumsily handled decision. This was 2 years ago, and we're still talking about it. She was the number one junior. And I think every athlete has their own playing weight. Does she look like Maria Sharapova? No, but she sure moves around the court just fine. I mean, when she lost today, it was not because of fitness or moving. She was not huffing and puffing. And the USTA framed this as a health and fitness issue and not as a weight or appearance issue. I mean, I don't think this was about aesthetics, but it still was very clumsily handled. And I think, you know, if we're being honest, we're talking about a 16-year-old of a certain ethnicity, of a female gender, and to just sort of flatly say, if you don't lose weight, you're not playing, is more than a little insensitive. And the USTA, 2 years later, they still have egg on their face over this.
Especially since what she did was pay her own way, and here she is at the French Open. Just a little more on that. She was asked by CNN after her wins this week. She was asked about that time and what had happened. Let's listen.
I was really upset, and I cried, and I just didn't know what was happening, but I got myself together, and I was like, I'm playing.
John, she pointed to Serena Williams, who is also a large woman, not a petite woman, but, you know, a solid muscle, in terrific shape. But does this happen within the tennis world? Do people talk to tennis players and say, you have to get in better shape?
Yeah, we do this in sports all the time. I mean, pick a sport, whether it's a jockey or whether it's a lineman. But Taylor Townsend won her second round match in 3 sets, 2.5 hours, and she was the one who prevailed in the end. So I think that answered a lot of questions about fitness and stamina.
Plus, she lights up the court with that smile and that little dance she does at the end.
She is delightful. She's charming and well-spoken, and she's addressed this issue very maturely and sensibly. And I do think that's part of this as well. It's very easy to sympathize with her because she's a lovely person.
Well, just briefly, the rest of the women's draw is, it's just really quite something this year. Serena and Venus Williams both out, as is China's Li Na. Just your thoughts on the field.
For the first time ever, the top 3 seeds are out by the end of the third round, and it's a wide open field. Maria Sharapova is probably the favorite. She won this event 2 years ago, but honestly, who knows? You really have a feeling this is trending toward a new phase.
Yeah. John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated at the French Open. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. Anytime.
And you are listening to Here and Now.